I had no idea that fingernails could be melted, let alone cast and molded into such an array of objects. Jody would collect all her cut nails in an old tobacco tin until she had filled it, then using a mixture of turpentine and caustic soda, she'd melt them into molds. The finished product could be painted with nail polish, and Jody reckoned it would keep growing for several weeks afterwards. But I never believed that, although it did seem to take longer to drink my tea from the cup she'd given me as each week went by. It wasn't long before we were using a full fingernail dinner set, fingernail plant holders, and Jody's pride and joy, a full fingernail bedhead, complete with 9 nail file engraved erotic scenes that Jody had copied stroke for stroke from a library book on the frescoes in Pompeii. As she had work, she sang a tune, and the tune went round and round. While I was becoming slightly concerned over Jody's obsession with fingernails, I couldn't say that I was too worried. Apart from the smell of nail polish in the kitchen and the fact that I had to wear my own nails shorter than I would have preferred in order to help accommodate her product needs. That is until one day I arrived home from work to find Jody had invited a stranger to stay with us. This in itself was not disturbing, since we often had friends of friends or people we'd run into that were passing through town to stay. This new guest was an English backpacker on her way to Balclutha, having broken up with her travelling partner in Sydney after he had kicked over an anthill in the Blue Mountains for his own entertainment and with reckless disregard for the small but worthy creatures within. Anyway, the most notable feature about our new guest was her incredible fingernails. They would each have measured at least 4 centimeters and were perfectly opaque, flawless, curving voluptuously towards the ends. These were fingernail equivalents of fine white diamonds, a rarity, a once-in-a-lifetime find. I knew Jody wanted to create a masterwork and would stop at nothing. Hiding a body in the city isn't as easy as it sounds. That's what Jody told me when I last saw her 2 years ago. We talked on the phones either side of the glass shield. They wouldn't let her have scissors or a nail file, both items are banned in jail, and I could see that Jody was on the brink of creative implosion. The last thing I remember about her was watching her hand slide down the glass and the hellish sound of her grossly overgrown nails clawing downward, trying to pick up a tiny but perfectly exquisite fingernail pair of earrings. Their color and texture was flawless, her last, most beautiful work. And now, I can't get that tune out of my head. It goes round and round.